This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Kidney transplant without radiation. New approach uses donor bone marrow and recipient immune cells. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. Researchers have demonstrated that combining donor bone marrow with recipient regulatory T cells can establish stable immune tolerance in kidney transplant recipients without requiring myeloablative irradiation, according to a study published in Science Translational Medicine in June 2026. This approach, termed induction of chimerism, offers a potential path to organ transplantation with reduced toxicity and improved patient safety compared to conventional conditioning regimens. Key takeaways. A novel transplant protocol combines donor bone marrow with recipient regulatory T cells to achieve immune tolerance without myeloablative irradiation. The strategy establishes hematopoietic chimerism, allowing the transplanted organ to be accepted without triggering rejection. This approach eliminates the toxicity burden of traditional high-dose conditioning, potentially reducing long-term complications and improving quality of life for transplant recipients. Early-stage evidence suggests the method may expand access to transplantation for patients who cannot tolerate standard conditioning regimens. Study at a glance. Zero myeloablative conditioning. Novel protocol eliminates requirement for high-dose irradiation or chemotherapy traditionally used to establish organ acceptance. Traditional verse, novel chimerism induction approach, conditioning method comparison in kidney transplantation protocols. Conventional myeloablative conditioning, high toxicity non-myeloablative with TBI, moderate toxicity, immunosuppression only, lower toxicity, donor BM plus recipient TREGs novel, minimal toxicity. Source Science Translational Medicine, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. The challenge of organ rejection and conditioning toxicity. Kidney transplantation remains the gold standard for end-stage renal disease, offering superior outcomes compared to dialysis. However, the immunological barrier remains formidable. Without intervention, the recipient's immune system will recognize the donor organ as foreign and mount a rejection response. Historically, clinicians have used two main strategies to prevent rejection: lifelong immunosuppressive medications and, in select cases seeking tolerance, conditioning regimens that suppress or eliminate the recipient's bone marrow. Traditional myeloablative conditioning, using high-dose chemotherapy or total body irradiation, TBI, creates space in the bone marrow for donor hematopoietic stem cells to engraft and establish mixed chimerism, a state in which both donor and recipient immune cells coexist. In this state, the immune system is educated to tolerate both self and donor tissues. However, as researchers at multiple transplant centers have documented, myeloablative conditioning carries substantial toxicity, organ damage, infections, secondary malignancies, and reduced overall survival in some populations. For this reason, the field has moved toward less toxic non-myeloablative approaches, yet these still require conditioning of some kind. A new strategy, leveraging recipient regulatory T cells. The research team described in Science Translational Medicine, June 2026, investigated whether selective use of donor bone marrow grafts, combined with enrichment and mobilization of the recipient's own regulatory T cells, TREGs, could achieve durable chimerism and transplant tolerance without requiring any myeloablative or non-myeloablative conditioning. Regulatory T cells, a specialized subset of lymphocytes that suppress immune activation, are key players in maintaining immune homeostasis and preventing autoimmunity. The protocol operates on a principle of immunological cooperation. Donor bone marrow provides hematopoietic progenitor cells that can establish a donor-derived immune compartment. Recipient TREGs provide a tolerogenic environment that educates the emerging immune system to recognize the donor organ as self. By enriching and optimizing the timing of recipient TREG infusion alongside donor bone marrow transplantation, the researchers hypothesize that chimerism could be established without the toxicity of traditional conditioning. The novel approach combines donor bone marrow with enriched recipient regulatory T cells to establish hematopoietic chimerism and organ tolerance without myeloablative irradiation or chemotherapy, substantially reducing toxicity compared to conventional transplant conditioning protocols. Study published in Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 854, June 2026. Implications for transplant medicine and patient outcomes. If validated in larger clinical cohorts, this strategy represents a paradigm shift in kidney transplantation. First, it expands the pool of eligible recipients. Patients with comorbidities, cardiac disease, pulmonary compromise, advanced age, who cannot tolerate myeloablative conditioning, might now pursue tolerance induction protocols. Second, it reduces long-term morbidity. The absence of conditioning-related toxicity means fewer secondary malignancies, lower infection risk, and preservation of organ function in vulnerable tissues. Third, it may ultimately reduce the burden of lifelong immunosuppression, since true tolerance, if sustained, would theoretically permit discontinuation of maintenance therapy. The current work is published in Science Translational Medicine, a high-impact translational journal, signaling that the findings are moving from preclinical models toward human application. However, readers should note that Science Translational Medicine articles span a spectrum from mechanistic discoveries to early clinical data. The specific stage of human testing is not detailed in the abstract provided. Further clinical updates and larger randomized trials will be essential to define the true efficacy, durability, and safety profile of this approach. The path forward, clinical translation, and remaining questions. Several critical questions remain before widespread clinical adoption. First, what is the optimal timing and dose of recipient TREG infusion? Second, how durable is the chimerism intolerance achieved, and what is the natural history of rejection if it occurs? Third, how generalizable is this approach across different donor-recipient pairs, tissue types, and immunological backgrounds? Fourth, what is the cost-effectiveness compared to standard immunosuppression, particularly given the expense of ex vivo TREG enrichment? The transplant community will be watching for follow-up publications from this team and independent replication in other centers. Clinical trial registries should soon reflect efforts to translate this protocol into prospective human studies. In the interim, patients considering kidney transplantation should continue to discuss their options with their transplant nephrologists, as standard immunosuppression remains the current standard of care. For those with contraindications to conditioning, this emerging strategy offers genuine hope, but rigorous clinical evidence is prerequisite to changing practice guidelines. Readers interested in the latest research developments in organ transplantation can explore recent literature. The Georgian Medical Journal publishes peer-reviewed work on transplant immunology and clinical outcomes. Additionally, quality and safety updates in transplantation are critical for clinicians managing these complex patients. What this means for patients: kidney transplant candidates who cannot tolerate high-dose conditioning due to age, heart or lung disease, or other comorbidities may soon have access to tolerance induction protocols with lower toxicity. This could mean fewer side effects, lower cancer risk, and potentially fewer medications long-term. However, this approach remains investigational. Discuss with your transplant team whether you might be eligible for future clinical trials. For clinicians, this protocol challenges the conventional wisdom that myeloablative or non-myeloablative conditioning is necessary for chimerism induction. Transplant immunologists and nephrologists should monitor for clinical trial announcements and prepare to educate patients about the potential benefits and remaining uncertainties. Consider which patients in your practice might benefit from this approach once evidence matures. For policymakers, approval of tolerance induction protocols without conditioning could significantly reduce healthcare costs by preventing conditioning-related complications and potential reduction in long-term immunosuppressive burden. Health systems should plan for regulatory pathways and health economic analyses to support rapid and safe translation into clinical practice. Frequently asked questions: what is chimerism and why is it important in transplantation? Chimerism is a state in which cells from two genetically distinct individuals coexist in the same organism. In transplantation, mixed chimerism, where both donor immune cells and recipient immune cells are present, is associated with immune tolerance to the donor organ. The donor and recipient immune systems essentially educate each other, resulting in acceptance of the foreign organ without rejection. This is the holy grail of transplantation because it can reduce or eliminate the need for lifelong immunosuppression. Why is avoiding irradiation and chemotherapy so important? Total body irradiation, TBI, and high-dose chemotherapy used in traditional conditioning regimens cause acute and chronic toxicity, secondary malignancies, leukemia, solid tumors, organ damage, lungs, heart, liver, severe infections, and reduced long-term survival. By achieving chimerism without conditioning, patients avoid these risks, particularly important for older patients or those with existing organ disease who are at higher baseline risk. When will this approach be available to kidney transplant patients? The approach is currently in translational research and early clinical development, as indicated by publication in Science Translational Medicine. Larger clinical trials will likely follow, with anticipated initiation within 1 to 3 years at leading transplant centers. Patients interested in participating should discuss clinical trial opportunities with their transplant nephrologist or check clinical trial registries, e.g., clinicaltrials.gov. Standard immunosuppression remains the current standard of care. As the field of transplant immunology continues to evolve, strategies that reduce toxicity while maintaining efficacy hold tremendous promise. The convergence of donor cell therapy and recipient immune cell engineering represents a new frontier in making transplantation safer and more accessible for patients with end-stage organ disease. Source: donor bone marrow, together with recipient regulatory T cells, induces chimerism without irradiation in kidney transplantation. Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 854, June 2026.